Hi everybody, and welcome to part two of our very first Lateral Line podcast. Part two, we pick up on the Titlefish.com Jig Fest aboard the Jill Carey with Captain Jim, and talk to a few anglers and get Captain Jim's thoughts on issues facing the bay in the way of conservation and pollution and everything else that's going on in the bay area. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you tune in again. You can check us out at fishing620.com. 4 cents. So we're out here, it's about 2:10, and we've been catching some fish. Jim's looking for us for some big fish, and hopefully we'll find them. Got Isaac Turk here, he's out here on the trip today from Leesburg. What do you think of the fishing today? I know you certainly have been enjoying the food, haven't you?
Most definitely. Been catching a lot of stripers, and a couple folks been catching some bluefish. Very good trip.
Excited about it, huh?
Most definitely, Brandon.
Did you have some luck on any sort of lures today?
Only on titlefish lures.
Really? That chartreuse has been hot for you, hadn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to go over here and talk to Jim again. So Jim, what do you think about conservation in the bay? What do you think are the biggest issues that we face? It's important to you as a captain, keep the bay healthy, right?
Oh yeah, well the biggest issue I think facing us now is the water quality and all the pressures on the bay with pollution, sewage, runoff, just about every kind of pollution you can name. It's just a lot of pressure on the bay and the bay can't stand it. That's probably the number one issue right there. You've got a lot of small rockfish like we've seen today that with a lot of pollution won't have the opportunity to get bigger. Right now I think our leading fish is 20 and a half, pretty small fish. We had a lot that weren't legal and some that were close and some that were barely legal, but you haven't seen a lot of bigger fish, and those fish will never get big. If the water isn't clean enough, they'll leave here and stay in the ocean. So we're hoping that our government officials will take it upon themselves to do something about cleaning up the water.
What do you think's the answer to that?
I don't know the answer. I think that there's got to be a lot more done to regulate industry and development. I mean, you got to stem the tide of the pollution before you can start cleaning it up. There are some ways you can clean the water up too. We're seeing CBF and other organizations plant bay grasses, and you're seeing some efforts at restoring the oysters, and which have been mainly unsuccessful. But I know that the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and the Oyster Recovery Partnership are looking at ways to try and improve the hatching of the oysters and the planting of the oysters. Been kind of difficult with the disease and the pollution so far, but you've got oysters with one of the main filters of the bay, and you just don't have much of a population left to do their job.
Well, that's a good assessment. I think that just as much as we need those oysters, we also got to stop the sewage overflow happens in the harbor and all that sort of stuff, and Pennsylvania runoff and all that sort of good stuff coming down the bay too, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Development is the main cause for runoff. The more pavement you have, the less filter you've got before the stuff makes it to the bay. So, overdevelopment is a big key issue, and the Susquehanna River watershed all the way up to upstate New York, there's a lot of development, and we see a lot of development here on the shores of the bay. So every time another house goes up or another driveway goes in or another strip mall goes up, you're eliminating that buffer that soaks up the runoff before it gets into the bay. And it's just, you can't just keep polluting the bay because there's nothing left to clean it. You got to stop polluting it and then restore the things that clean it. I think it's going to be a long job. It costs a lot of money and take a lot of sacrifice, but it's got to be done.
Well, I think that about sums it up. It's a good assessment. We're going to keep looking for some fish here. And we'll tune in later.